13, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, and verses 1 to 8, but we're just going to read the first verse alone. I want to title the message, Focus. Focus. I don't know how to. Either focus to be fruitful or the power of focus. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many things in our lives that keeps distracting us. I don't know whether the Europeans had a way of torturing people and killing them. And that was, they would tie the one leg to a horse, another leg to another horse, one hand to a horse, another hand to another horse. And so this person is pulled in four different directions, and they would tear apart that person being pulled in four different directions. And the French had a word for that. They called it distraction, death by distraction. To be pulled in four directions, and they had a word called distraction, death by distraction. Now God doesn't want us to have a death by distraction. Are you with me? Whether it be a good distraction or a bad distraction, God wants us to be focused. He wants us to be focused on His Son Jesus. He wants us to be focused on His promises. He wants us to be focused on His calling over our lives. He wants you to keep your focus upon Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture that I read in the 13th chapter, the verse 1, it says, the very same day. So when you look at the closing verses of the 12th chapter of Matthew, you find that Jesus is sitting with His disciples, and the people come to Him and they say, listen, your mother and your brother are here. Your mother and your brethren, or your brothers, are here. And Jesus, being very focused, it's a good distraction, but being very focused, He says, who is my brother? Who is my mother? Is it not the one who does the will of my Father? Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, there are distractions in your life that can take you away from the will of God. It might be good distractions, but God doesn't want you to be distracted. Tonight, He's giving you a grace. He's releasing an anointing over your life to be focused on His calling over your lives. He doesn't want you to be pulled in all directions. Hallelujah. Tonight, I believe there is a victory for your lives to be focused upon Jesus Christ so you can fulfill all that God has called you to do. If you believe that, put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus tonight. Now, you know this parable. 13th chapter, the rest of the scripture. Look at verse 3 onwards. He spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them, or snatched them. Some fell upon stony places, where they did not have much root, and so they sprung up, but because they had no deepness of the earth, when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Amen. Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds, and later on in the passage of scripture you will find When Jesus was alone, the disciples came to him and they said, Lord, give us some tuition. We're kind of slow. Tell us what you meant by what you said. Give us a little bit of tuition. So Jesus said the four different soils are four different people, their hearts. The first group of people are the ones who don't pay attention at all. The moment a seed is sown into their lives, they are not focused. The moment the seed is sown, the devil comes and snatches it away. Just like that, snatches it away. Everything that God gives you, He gives you in seed form. A seed of opportunity. Are you with me? Amen. If you would nurture it, if you would keep a good heart and nurture it, it's got potential to grow into something powerful. Amen. God gives you a seed. It's nothing huge. A seed. And the devil knows if you were to value that seed in a good heart, you would rise to the fullness of potential that God had planned for you. So he tries to snatch that seed away. A seed. That is, those are the people who hear the word, and the moment they walk out of this place, they forget what they heard. If I was going to ask you, what did Stan preach? Did the devil snatch it away? Now look at the second group of people. They are the people who don't take a decision. They come to church. They love hearing the word. They like the blessing part of it, but they never make a commitment. They are not rooted. Are you with me? The second group of people don't allow the roots to grow down. The third group are the worldly ones. And the fourth ones, which we like to believe we are those ones. How many of you ever reading the scripture always look at your life and say, I think I'm the fourth one. I think I'm the fourth guy with a good heart. There's no problem with that. Now, some of you can go through these four stages in a particular day. Are you with me? One moment when you get up in the morning, you are like, forgetting all the scriptures, God wants to speak to you, can't even hear His voice, everything is snatched away. You're too busy. Everything is distracted. You're distracted by technology. WhatsApp, SMS, Facebook, Twitter, TV. Can you imagine that there are people who would actually sit before a TV, distracted, looking at the movies? They can't even commit themselves to watch one movie. They are that distracted. Huh? Not somebody sitting next to you, somebody somewhere far away. Those 2 hours you could have been focused and watched a movie, finished watching a movie, but you just looked through the trailer of 10 movies. You're not focused on a single one. Can you imagine that? I mean, you lost that space. You lost that time. God gives everything in a seed. When you treasure it, that's why when you take that seed, you nurture it, you plan, you value it, you set a purpose to that seed, you set it in motion, you have a timetable. One thing that I just watched them and I knew, very organized. Very organized. Takes a seat. His plans out. Look at somebody and say, don't get distracted. Stay focused. Are you with me? Look at verse 5. It says there, the second group of people, it's not snatched, but it's scorched. They are busy. But when the heat comes, the trouble comes, there is no root. You're totally uncommitted. There's no root. You didn't come to church last week because your son Joshua might get a fever. You didn't get a fever, but might get a fever, so you decided you wouldn't come. There might be a traffic block on the road. That's why you're watching on the net. Look at somebody and say, be committed. Set your roots down. Take decisions in your life. You know, that's where the seed grows. Are you with me? The third group are the ones that are. Verse 22 says they were choked. Hold your neck like this. Choked. Anybody ever had a choked feeling? Choked. Look at the verse 22. 13th chapter, verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, but the worries of this world. The worries. The Lord was telling me there are so many who are just worried what your future would be. What would happen to your children? What's going to happen to your business? You're worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Just worry. You're getting choked by not by what is happening outside, but just worry. You're just worried how your life might turn out to be. Just worry. You're getting choked by your own thoughts. Worries have a habit of choking. Are you with me? Are you still with me tonight? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Look at somebody and say, don't worry. Be happy. There was an old song. Don't worry. Be happy. You're thinking way forward and just getting worried. The devil would like to take your mind on an auto-suggestion, you know, just getting worried. What might happen? What might happen? What might happen? What might happen in your life? Look at somebody and say, don't focus on your paranoia. Focus on the promise of God. Are you with me? Don't choke on your own thoughts. I have something written here, a woman of God, which I know most of you would have read her book, Corrie ten Boom. She said, worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but it only robs you today of your strength. How many of you just worry once in 5 years? How many of you just worry once in 10 years? I am somebody who just worries once in 40 years. No. You know, I am somebody who gets worried pretty fast. I just go anxious, just get worried. But I never knew it had the power to choke. Just get worried about what the enemy might do. Are you with me? Worried about how others would understand, or I mean, just getting worried about hundreds of things to get worried about. And the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said to me something very simple. He said, son, you're worrying about something that I've already worked out for you. Are you with me? Amen. Some of you need that word. Amen. The Lord is saying, don't get worried, don't get stressed out. Don't be worried about what you would eat, what you would drink, what you would wear. Look at the birds. You're more important than the birds. Don't get worried about what your, you know, how your marks are going to be even before you write your exam. Are you with me? God has got it worked out. Everything is going to be good when you trust in the Lord. Everything works together for the good for those who love Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just learn to cast your cares upon the Lord. Don't get, hallelujah, worried about your life. Forget about business. The Lord is saying in Matthew 6, do you know that in Matthew chapter 6, the greatest sermon that Jesus ever spoke, or anybody's ever spoken, the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 6 and 7, Sermon on the Mount, Jesus preaching. He's preaching about lust. He's preaching about adultery. He's speaking about murder. And then he speaks about worry. He's placing worry in the same category with all that. Can you imagine that? You would say, adultery, murder, anger, oh my, no. But the Lord is saying, listen, he's preaching on and he's saying, and he's speaking about worry in the same light. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has already worked it out for you. You just need to trust Him deep within. Are you with me? Amen. Don't lose your focus on the Lord. Worry is something that disconnects you actually from your relationship with Jesus. How many of you agree that Kurian can play the keyboard well? He plays the keyboard well. Julius can also play the keyboard well. They're exceptionally talented. But I just pull this. Nothing is going to come out. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's disconnected. They have potential. They have talents. They can do a lot of things. But if it is disconnected, nothing works. It's the same way. The moment you start worrying, you are disconnecting yourself from the Lord, because nothing pleases the Lord more than your trust in Him. And the moment you say, I'm worried, you're saying, Lord, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust that you can take care of my health. I don't trust that you can take care of my future. I don't trust that you can take care of my business. And you are disconnecting yourself. But tonight, say, I'm going to cast all my cares upon the Lord. He will sustain me. He will care for me. Hallelujah. He will uphold me with His right hand. He who began the good work within me, He is able to bring it to completion. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. You need to give Him a praise offering. You need to give Him a praise offering. You need to give Him a praise offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I said there are four kinds of people. But the fourth one mentioned there is the person with a good heart. But you look at the 13th chapter and go into the next parable. Look into the 13th chapter of Matthew. The next parable, verses 24 onwards. And the Lord is speaking about, the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who soweth good seed in this field. And while this man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. How many of you know that the Lord's word is a good seed? It's an incorruptible seed. Are you with me? It's a powerful seed. God's word is a seed. Everything God gives you, every opportunity that He gives you, every talent that He gives you, every gift, everything that He gives you is a good one. Now what is interesting here is the fourth group of people. God has sown the good seed, comes in and puts a seed or a tear. Sabotage. Are you with me? The devil cannot come and destroy the seed that you have received because it's incorruptible. The devil cannot destroy your calling or your gifting. So what does he do? He cannot even obstruct any blessing that God gives you. So he puts a tear alongside it and both grow together. Your calling is on one side and your lust is on the other side. Are you with me? God has given you a relationship on one side. It's a blessing. But bitterness on the other side. You don't know why, but you're just upset with that person. You won't speak to your wife or your child or your brother or sister in the Lord. You don't even speak with them. Just, you don't know why, but you're just bitter, angry. You're getting upset. The good seed is there, but the bad one alongside. Are you with me? You have on one side faith growing, on the other side the enemy puts in little questions of doubt also. Has God really called you? So there are two things growing. And focus means you got to choose which one you're going to water. Both the seeds have got the potential. You can step out of this place, and if you're somebody who's given to anger and violence, you can go down there and murder 100 people. The devil will give you that potential if you water it. Are you with me? I remember when I was hooked onto drugs, I was so insecure at a particular point of my life. And so, you know, I just wanted to be tough. So, the first time I actually accidentally, you know, was trying to open a window, and I pushed the window, and the glass broke, and it went into my hands, and blood came out. And so my parents are helping me to, you know, washing the blood off, and I'm looking at the blood, and I faint. See, you know, my self-esteem had a depression. It just went down. I suddenly realized I'm not that tough. So I used to try to get movies, watch violence, stuff that with blood coming out, I used to, okay, I'm not going to faint. Little did I know, I was actually watering the tear which the enemy had sown in. You can feed either one. You can either be a prayer guy or a prayer woman, or you can be a playboy. Are you with me? You can choose what you're going to water, because the devil's intention is to sabotage your life. So God wants you to have a focus. Focus not on the seed. The seed is powerful. It's incorruptible. It's good. A focus on the soil to keep your heart with all diligence. Are you with me? To keep it pure, to keep it in an atmosphere of love and worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's tonight allow our hearts before Him. The Bible says to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Let's close our eyes. Let's look at where our hearts are. As the enemy snatched away from your life that which God is trying to get across to you, don't try to go and rebuke the enemy. He's bad. You need to rebuke him once in a while, but just guard your heart. When the heat of responsibility and pressure comes up, is your seed getting scorched? Are you finding it hard to commit yourself to anything, even to the church or to the Lord? You're sitting on the fence. Let's see if this thing works. Otherwise, I will go back to my idols. Where are you? You want to see fruitfulness? You've got to commit your heart. Eyes. Lift our hearts before Him. If you want to kneel down or stand up in the presence of the Lord, it's up to you. But just to say, Lord, here I am. Let me not be distracted, pulled in four different directions, Lord. Snatched, scorched, choked, and not sabotaged. No, let me not be pulled in all those directions. Help me to finish my course. Well, oh God, help me. Pray from your hearts tonight. Let's just humble ourselves before Him tonight. Let's just lift our hearts before Him. Lift our lives before Him. Hearts tonight. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Son of the Living God, help me to recognize the good seed that you continuously keep sowing into my life. Help me to recognize it, Lord. The opportunities that you give me, the favor that you give me, the blessings that you give me, the word that you give me, even the relationships that you give me. Help me to recognize, Lord, the gifts, the graces, everything that you've given me, the good things that you've given me, Lord. Help me to value it. Let my heart be a good heart, Lord. Jesus, I give you my heart. Help me, my heart, to be good before you. Lord, pull away every kind of thorns from my heart. Even the deceitfulness of riches, that I just need to make money, that I just need to prosper, that I just need to, you know, just go up in life, just climb up that ladder. I mean, that's deceitful. You know, deceitfulness of life. I don't want to be under the choking power of deceitfulness of life. If I have more, if I have more, if I have more, that's deceitful. You don't want to get into that trap. He's able to take care of you. You will never lack anything good when you follow Jesus. But don't get into the deceitfulness of riches, where you keep thinking that if you had more, that it chokes you. That it chokes you. It gets you all worried up. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for the deceitfulness of sin. The deceitfulness of riches. I give you my life. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. Be my Master. Rule my heart. Rule my life, Jesus. I surrender to you. Forgive all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Lord, help me to experience the joy of your salvation. Anoint me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands and just pray in your own words. Speak to Him from your hearts. This is the moment for you to commit yourself. moment for you to commit. Your moment of committing to Jesus.
Papa Usha. Papa Usha.